Tonight's shir is Le'iloi Nishmas, my grandfather, Chaim Baruch ben Avraham. His neshama should have a continued aliyah. Remember him very, very well. And in Mirtz Hashem, this shir should be Le'iloi Nishmaso. That's my mother's father. Yuritzeit is tonight. So the Torah tells us in Parshas Vayigash that V'hakol Nishma Beis Paro, that the news was heard in Paro's palace. Lemor saying that the brothers Bo Achei Yosef, that the brothers of Yosef have come, vayitav be'enei Paro, and it was pleasing in the eyes of Paro, and in the eyes of his servants, ubinei avodav. And ultimately, there was a certain sense of euphoria. So Paro says to Yosef, go say to your brothers, load up your animals and go to Canaan, and bring your father and let him come to me, and I'm going to give you the best of the land for yourselves, and whatever you need, I'll provide for you. And then the Torah continues that the sons of Yaakov had done so, and Yosef gave them wagons, and he gave them provisions for their journey. And then the pasuk continues in pasuk chaf beis, l'chulam nosan la'ish chalifos semolos. To each of them, he gave chalifos semolos, he gave changes of clothing. So the obvious question that one has to ask is, why is that necessary? Why do we care that they were given a change of clothing? In other words, every word, every pasuk, every phrase, every idea in the Torah is exact, is precise, is specific. There's nothing extraneous. Even from one letter, we can learn such valuable ideas and concepts. Lamashal, for example, when a word is written chaser, when it should be written mole, it's coming to teach us something. A few parshios ago, the word Ephron. So Ephron, if it's spelled choser, ayin pei resh nun without a vav. So Chazal teach us that it's telling us about the essence of Ephron. That afilu ma'at, even a little bit he doesn't do. He talks a big game, even a little bit he doesn't do. The fact that there's a choser vav, it's teaching us something very exact and precise about his personality, about his midos, about who he is as a person, his essence. So an entire pasuk, or a number of words, they should be teaching us something. What are we learning? What are we being taught about the idea that Yosef had given a change of clothing to his brothers? So the Mefarshim actually deal with this question, and one of the answers that's given is that Yosef had caused the brothers to tear their clothing. Since they tore their clothing as a sign of mourning, avelus, when the goblet was found in their bag, the bag of Binyamin, so since he caused them to tear their clothing, so Yosef felt that it was incumbent upon him to repay them. That's one possibility. Now, I would like to offer an alternate answer tonight. But that's our first question. What's the idea? Why is it so important for us to know that Yosef had given a change of clothing, a new set of clothing, to his brothers? When the brothers went back, Or should we say before that, when the brothers went back and they told Yaakov Avinu that their father was alive, that their brother was alive, that his son was alive. So the Torah tells us that Yaakov prepared to go greet his son that he hadn't seen in over 2 decades. Though before he went to go see his son, Vayisa Yisrael v'chol asher lo, so Yisrael, referring to Yaakov, set out with all that he had, Vayavo Be'era Shava, and he came to Be'er Shava. This is a very peculiar trip that Yaakov had taken. In other words, Yaakov Avinu couldn't be consoled. He hadn't seen his son for 22 years. You would think that finally he's being told that his son, his beloved son, his Ben Zkunim, is alive. You would think that he would immediately go. He couldn't get there quick enough. A kfitzas haderech. He would have come in moments, in mere moments. And yet, along the way, he makes a stop to Be'er Shava. What father who hadn't seen his child in over 2 decades, what parent wouldn't run to go see him? He's not making a stop. And yet, Yaakov Avinu, the great Yaakov, his beloved son Yosef, I haven't seen you. Vayisa Yisrael b'chol asher lo. He traveled. You would think he's going to Mitzrayim. Vayavo Be'er Shava. He comes to Be'er Shava. Why would he do that? What purpose was there for Yaakov to have to make a stop before he goes to see his son, his beloved son? Very difficult to digest that Yaakov would do such a thing. What was the significance of traveling to Be'er Shava? And our third and final question is that when the brothers had come and they had told their father, Vayagidu lo lemor, Od Yosef chai, Yosef is still alive. V'chihu moshel b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. And he's a ruler over the entire land of Egypt. Vayifag libo. His heart stopped. Ki lo he'emin lohem. He didn't believe them. Does Yaakov think that his sons would cause him added pain, additional pain? The Torah doesn't speak in guzmos. The Torah doesn't exaggerate. The brother said, Oh, Yosef chai, Yosef is alive. Lohem in lohem, he didn't believe them. Does he think that his children, the Shiftei Kah, are so cruel that they would play some terrible trick on their father? Yosef's alive. No, just joking. And yet the Torah says, the son said, O Yosef chai, vayifag libo, ki lohem in lohem, he didn't believe them. Why wouldn't he believe them? Why would he think they're lying to him? Reb Eli Baruch Finkel explains, that's not how you have to interpret the psukim. You can't understand the psukim to mean that they didn't believe that Yaakov didn't believe his sons when they said he's alive. What Yaakov didn't believe, his heart stopped, and he didn't believe them when they said to him, V'chihu Moshel b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. that he is a Moshel, not read literally that he is a viceroy, that he is second in command in Mitzrayim, but rather what it means to say is that Od Yosef Chai, Yosef is alive, and Yosef, who Hamoshel b'Mitzrayim, that Yosef was able to control Mitzrayim, ve'ein Mitzrayim musheles alav, and Mitzrayim didn't control him. In other words, Yosef was able to live a life in Mitzrayim, v'lo nidbak mimenu kol inyon shel tuma mimitzrayim, and the impurity and the decadence and the promiscuity of Mitzrayim did not cling to Yosef. He was impervious to all that was around him. Ulizeh lohem in Yaakov. This Yaakov couldn't believe that Egypt did not come and impact negatively Yosef's spirituality. Shela'acher shonim rabos kol kach? Is it possible after so many years, explains Rabbi Eli Baruch Finkel, lo nidbak b'Yosef tumas Mitzrayim klal, that the impurity of Mitzrayim wouldn't be davuk, wouldn't connect and cling and destroy the neshama of Yosef? It's not possible. He couldn't believe it. The most decadent society in the world. Shtuvei zima. Is it possible that Yosef wasn't impacted? However, Ukisheroes ha'agolos, explains Rabbi Eli Baruch, when he saw the agolos, sheba Yosef lirmozlo, that Yosef had sent to hint or to allude al simon sugya, to remind him of the sugya shehayu asukim ba, that they were engaged in. Kishapiresh mimenu, when they left each other. Again, Rabbi Eli Baruch is quoting the medrash that Rashi uses. Bezeh he'emin. Now he believed lidivrayim. Now he believed their words. Shehu moshel b'mitzrayim, that he was able to overcome the advances and the seduction of the Egyptian society. In other words, what really should have happened, Bederech Hateva, the natural course of events should have been that Yosef's neshama should have been impacted negatively by the tumah, by the impurity of Mitzrayim. But there was one thing that spared Yosef, that enabled Yosef to be a Moshel b'Mitzrayim, to overcome and to control Mitzrayim. He held on to the Torah that he was taught with his father. He latched on and he held on to that which comforted him, that which enabled him to remain pure and committed to the values of his father, his grandfather, and his great-grandfather. And that is precisely, explains Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky, that is precisely the reason why Yaakov made a stop at Be'er Sheva. Really, he shouldn't have. He hadn't seen his son in over 2 decades. The normal thing to do was to run. I couldn't get there quick enough. But Avram Avinu, when he was in Be'er Sheva, He planted arazim. He planted cedar trees. Because ultimately, his descendants were going to build a Mishkan. Be'er Sheva now became an oasis. It became a place where Yitzchak would go when he needed a reprieve or needed chizuk, he needed inspiration, he needed motivation, he needed to see a brighter future. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, the Gam Yaakov Kodim Hichnisa Legolus. Yaakov, before he went into Golus, Holach LeBe'er Sheva. He went to Be'er Sheva, Kidei Lishov Nechama, in order to draw comfort. Because he knew that once he went down to Mitzrayim, all of the Shvatim would go down as well, and now they would be stuck there for hundreds of years in Golus. But he went to Be'er Sheva, and he would look at those arazim trees. And he would see that those arazim trees are going to be uprooted and taken with him to Mitzrayim. And that would be the ultimate geula, because we would leave Mitzrayim, enter into the Midbar, build the Mishkan, and take that Mishkan into Eretz Yisrael. Be'er Sheva haisa makam minuchasam v'nechmasam shel ha'avos. Be'er Sheva was a place of comfort, of solace, of rest for the avos at a time when they were at their most depressed bitzar. Just as Yosef latched on to the Torah that his father had taught him, and that's what got him through the most difficult times imaginable, that's why Yaakov stopped at Be'er Sheva. Because he needed to latch on to something to get him and his descendants through Golus Mitzrayim. They needed an oasis. They needed to create a cocoon. That even when they're in Golus, they can always look at the arazim, at the cedar trees, and say, one day we're going to get out. One day we're going to build the Mishkan, go into Eretz Yisrael, eventually build the Beis HaMikdash. Such a valuable lesson that we learn from the Avos. And we learn from Yosef HaTzadik that we have to latch on to the good times to get us through the more difficult times. We have to latch on to the Torah of our fathers, and ultimately that will enable us to get through the Golus, to get through the exile, to get through the Tumah of Mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu went to Be'er Sheva as a reminder that even though I'm going down to Golus, there's a future of Geula, of redemption. It was necessary before he saw Yosef in Mitzrayim and he and his children would be there for hundreds of years. I need to go to Be'er Sheva. Because ultimately that is what is will remind me and allow me to remain sane and comfort me and be mechazik me in Golus. And that's pshat. That's pshat as to why Yosef HaTzadik had given his brothers a new set of garments. It seems to be such an innocuous point. Why is it necessary? Every word, every letter in the Torah matters. I want to share with you a Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us about Yeravam ben Nevat, who was a chote umachti. He was a sinner and he caused others to sin. So, Malachim Aleph, Perek Yer Aleph, Pasuk Chavtes, the Pasuk tells us, V'Yeravam Yatzom Yerushalayim, that Yeravam had left Yerushalayim. So what does that mean? Amar Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, Sheyatza Mipithiska Shel Yerushalayim. It means that he left. He left the idea of Yerushalayim. He left the fold. Vayimsa Oso Achia Ashiloni. And the Navi Achia Shiloni found him Baderech on the way. V'hu miskase b'salma chadasha. And he was cloaked in a new robe. And the two of them, Ushneim levadam basode. And the two of them were alone in the field. So asks the Gemara, what does that mean? My b'salma chadasha. What is the meaning of a new robe, a new garment? Amar of Nachman, it's kesalma chadasha. It's a metaphor for Yeravam's Torah knowledge. Kesalma chadasha, which was like a new robe. Ma salma chadasha ein bo shum dofi. Just as a new robe has no defect, Af Toroso shel Yeravam lo haya bo shum dofi, so too Yeravam's Torah, his Torah knowledge, had no defect. In other words, we see over here that a simla is dome, a simla chadasha. A new garment is doma, is comparable, is similar, is equated to a person's Torah. I believe that when the Torah tells us that Yosef had switched clothing, given them new clothing, what it means is that Yosef HaTzadik imparted the Torah of Shem Ve'ever to his brothers. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky explains so beautifully, so brilliantly. Why was it necessary for Yaakov to spend 14 years in the Beis Medrash of Shem Ve'ever? He had learned Torah with his grandfather and father, with Avraham and Yitzchak. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky explains, because it was a different type of Torah. It was a Torah that was necessary in Galus. Shem and Ever lived at a time of the Dor HaMabul and Dor HaFlaga. They lived in a time of Tumah, of impurity, of Shvichas Damim, of Gilui Arayos, of Avodah Zarah. Yaakov Avinu knew that if he was going to survive in the house of Lavan, he needed to learn by Shem Ve'ever. That type of Torah can only be taught by Shem Ve'ever, not even by Avraham and Yitzchak, explains Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. And ultimately, when the Torah tells us that Yaakov taught Yosef Torah, What was the Torah that he taught? Explains Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. He explained the Torah of Shem Ve'Ever. Because ultimately he knew that his son was going to end up in Mitzrayim. And he needed the Torah that would allow him to remain a Moshel B'Mitzrayim. Someone who was able to overcome the impurity and the decadence of Mitzrayim. And that's the Simla Chadasha. That's the new type of Torah that now Yosef was giving to his brothers, because Yosef HaTzadik knew that his brothers now were going to be in Mitzrayim for hundreds of years. They now needed to have that same type of Torah. He was Machlif. He changed the Torah that they had learned from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And he changed it now to the Torah of Shem Ve'Ever. Because they needed to hold on to something that would enable them to get through, even though they were in Goshen, but they were still going to be in Mitzrayim. They were still in Golos. And they were going to remain in Golos for hundreds of years. That Torah now had to be transmitted from generation to generation to generation, because it was a new type of Torah. That's what the Torah is telling us when he was Machlif. L'kulam nason le'ish chalifos simolos. He changed the simla. He changed their Torah. Because they were entering a new way, Golos, and they needed the Torah of Shem Ve'Ever to get them through that very difficult time. Klal Yisrael, we latch on to the Mesorah of our Avos. We latch on to the Arazim that Avram Avinu planted, and ultimately that's what got Yaakov through Golos Mitzrayim. And Yosef, what got him through Golos was the Torah of Shem Ve'Ever, the Sugya of Egla Arufa, dealing with murder and bloodshed. And now it was the Shvatim, it was their turn to latch on to something that would get them through the Tumah, that they as well should be a Moshel B'Mitzrayim. They should be able to overcome the decadence, the Tumah of Mitzrayim. It's a tremendous lesson for us. What are we holding on to? What are we latching on to? What is getting us through this thousands of years of Golos? Has to be the Torah. The Torah of Shem Ve'Ever, the Arazim, or for us, Arzei Darom. Either way, that was a joke. Have a wonderful, wonderful night. Have a good Shabbos.